One, two, three, four! Ben Arrington and Ryan Dyke in the Spoils of Akron podcast.
Spoils of Akron, the Spoils of Akron podcast.
So...
That was pretty good, Ben.
Yeah.
That was in one take, ladies and gentlemen. That was the first time we ever tried that.
Ever.
Ever.
I've never played that song before.
Shut up. We were working on that last night. All right. But no, that was pretty good.
All right. Well, this is the inaugural episode. Pilot.
The first, the ever, the debut of the Spoils of Akron podcast.
That's right.
Ben, how do you feel about this podcast?
I feel like we should introduce ourselves.
Oh, you know, that's a great idea. I mean, I did that in the intro song. But,
a little bit.
But go ahead. Tell us your name, good sir.
I am Ben Arrington.
Middle name?
Elias.
Elias?
Yeah, and Ben is short for Benjamin.
Benjamin Elias Arrington. Yeah. Add him on Facebook, folks.
No. And what's your name, good sir?
My full name is Ryan Michael Dyke. And, yeah, it is Dyke, and it is spelled with a Y, not the other way. But for a while, I always thought I would go as Ryan Michaels. So I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know if I'm going to go as Ryan Dyke or Ryan Michaels. I'm really confused.
You're already like thinking about a stage radio name?
I have. On every cast t-shirt that we've ever got, on every program, I put my middle name because if I ever become famous, people can pull those back out and maybe they're just looking at me like, Ryan Michaels was in our play. Oh my gosh. You know what I mean?
So you're considering Michaels and not just Michael.
It'll be with an S.
Do you think that's what like George Michael did? Like, is Michael his middle name?
I don't know. I know a lot of famous people do that. Like, for a while, I didn't know Charlie Sheen and Emilio Estevez were brothers. And that Michael Sheen is their dad. Did you know that? Emilio Estevez, the coach from the Mighty Ducks, and Charlie Sheen, that guy that went crazy on 2 1/2 Men, they're their brothers.
Wait,
you didn't know that?
I haven't seen Mighty Ducks in a long time.
Do you know who Emilio Estevez is, though?
No, not really.
Estevez?
Is he Hispanic? Is Charlie Sheen?
I don't think either of them are. They don't look Hispanic. They're both like white dudes.
That is weird. So wait, which one's the... So I'm assuming Charlie Sheen's name is...
Wait, then the dad's name is... The dad's name is Michael Sheen.
Sheen, yeah.
Do you think Estevez... Do you think Emilio being like...
Maybe they're half-brothers.
Or maybe Emilio's just like, I want to be cool and pick my own last name.
You know what? We're going to get people who are going to listen to this and be like, well, these guys are idiots. They're spending half of their first podcast... figuring out something that could take a Wikipedia search.
And we both have computers right in front of us, but I like to think that just Emilio just wanted to be cooler. He just wanted to be more hip and different than Charlie.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to go with.
You know what? I'm going to look it up afterwards, and then on our second episode, we're just going to scratch everything that happened in these first
minutes
go back and pretend like this never happened.
I like it. It sounds great.
So I guess what we could talk about first is what is the Spoils of Akron podcast? Why are we doing this? Why is it called the Spoils of Akron?
Or soap, as I like to say.
Yeah. Instead of sap.
I don't know. We talked about doing this like three or four months ago at the beginning of this year. I guess it is like 3 months. And I learned that you have a degree in journalism.
A minor.
That you have experience with journalism and that you did a radio show in college. You did it for what, a year or something?
Year and a half, yeah.
Wow. I mean, when you were doing it, what type of show did you guys do? Was it interviewing? Did you have on students, teachers?
Gosh, the whole show was pretty much just me and my friend goofing around.
Really?
That's college radio, though. That's what the Spoils of Akron podcast is so far.
That sounded like you said Africa, Spoils of Africa.
I may have.
But no, so we were talking about that, and I've been doing a little bit of improv comedy here and there. And I listen to a whole bunch of podcasts, a lot with comedians in it. Mm-hmm. And that's something that I've always wanted to do because I want to get my voice out there. I know that sounds super cliche, but it's something anybody can do. All you have to do is take two computers, or actually just one, hook up some microphones to it, and then anybody can sit down and talk to it. But we wanted to do one about Akron, about the people of Akron, about the culture, about events, about what's going on in the Rubber City.
Yeah, because we both live in the area. Have you lived here your whole life?
I grew up in Kenmore.
Okay.
Grew up in Kenmore, right on the... right on the border. If you're not gonna know this, but if any people out there know the giant Ryder Dairy cow that was in Barberton on top of the Ryder Dairy plant, I lived right next to it. I lived on the Kenmore side of the tracks, right next to the giant Ryder Dairy cow. The cow is now gone, but it's hiding behind their plant, and I've maybe have gone to go see it a couple times. Allegedly, I've snuck in behind, and the cow is still sitting there. It's like gross and covered in moss, and you got trees and a couple bums living underneath it. But I mean, it is still there. But that's where I grew up. I grew up in Kenmore.
So I'm assuming that the cow is off limits now.
I don't know why they still keep it. Do you think it's because to produce a cow like that cost a lot of money, and they're like, well, we should just keep it because you never know when you're gonna need a giant cow again.
Yeah, well, that could be a very famous cow. I've never seen the cow.
You've never seen the Ryder Dairy cow?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Oh, my gosh.
This is partly why I wanted to do this podcast, is because I've grown up, I've lived in the Akron area my whole life.
How long?
Well, I'm 23 now.
So 23 years?
Yeah. Well, okay. I'm almost 24 in a couple weeks. Yeah. But yeah, I lived here like my whole life, and I haven't really gotten out much and seen... I haven't seen the Kenmore Dairy Cow and really a whole lot of stuff in Akron. This is only my second time
In the Akron Library.
In the Akron Library.
Oh, my gosh. You can't keep telling people that. It just makes you sound like... It's like I've only been in the library twice. I don't know. It just makes you sound a little...
I've been in libraries before. This isn't my second time in a library.
Where did you go to school?
I went to Woodridge my whole life.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I went to Coventry. I started out in Kenmore, left there, went to Redeemer Christian School in the Falls, and then open enrolled to Coventry and graduated. Started there in fourth grade and graduated at high school. Did you stay at Woodridge the entire time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, I have three older sisters. We all... went to Woodridge our whole lives.
Really?
The whole way through, yeah.
So what's the age gaps? Were you guys in like high school at the same time?
Me and one of my sisters was.
That's super awkward.
We were both
in
the... No, it was okay.
No?
Yeah, it was whatever. It might have been more awkward for her because she's older, but yeah, I didn't care. We didn't run into each other a whole lot.
My older sister and I were in school 1 year together at Redeemer.
Mm-hmm.
Coventry's kind of... The schools were a little messed up. It was the 8th and 9th grade was at the junior high, and then 11 or 10 through 12 was at the high school. So she was a senior while I was a freshman. So technically we were both in high school, but we were just not at the same building.
Okay.
So is it – I just popped open the thing. Is it awkward – like it wasn't awkward for you at all having your sister in your classes and – you know, you'd do something stupid, but maybe you didn't want your parents to know, but your sister would go home and tell them. Did anything like that ever happen?
No, not really. I wish I had a better story, but no.
I wish, too.
I mean, we were never in, like, the same class together. I was, I don't know. Yeah, I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
In high school, were you, we're going to stick with stereotypes now, were you a nerd, a jock, or something else? I mean, there's plenty of other ones, but let's just stick with the two basic ones.
Okay. I was probably closer.
What were your grades like? Did you play sports?
I didn't play sports.
Football?
No sports.
Nothing?
Yeah, I got good grades. I was the nerd.
You were the nerd?
I was a nerd. But now, hold on.
Okay.
It gets worse.
Okay.
I mean, I was in show choir and drama and everything. We had some cool, popular kids in drama. And
so was there subclicks in the clicks?
Oh, gosh. What?
Like, in the stereotypes of the nerds, was there subcategories in those? Where, like, they're the cool nerds, and then there's the nerdy nerds?
I feel like the group of friends that I hung out with, okay, and I feel like everyone looks at their group of friends this way, where, like, they're the misfits, you know? I feel like we were all a little bit diverse, you know?
Okay.
Everyone kind of got good grades at Woodridge. No. No, I'm just kidding. We were all a little nerdy. We all had our similar interests. We all liked video games. We all got good grades.
Pokemon.
And we were all into
Digimon.
Oh, Pokemon. That was just awesome.
I've never played a single Pokemon game.
Really?
Never.
That is sad.
I didn't.
That is depressing.
It was Pocket Monsters growing up. My parents...
It was Pocket Monsters in Japan.
Well, you know, the word travels. My parents were both pastors, and this doesn't mean like they're, I don't want to say bad parents, because that's not what I mean at all. Mm-hmm. I just grew up, I don't even want to say sheltered. I just grew up at home a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's the best way to say it. But no, we didn't do any Pokemon. You know Harry Potter? Mm-hmm. Harry Potter is our generation. Harry started as a kid when we were a kid.
Oh, yeah.
He grew up as, I mean, he was like the same age as we grew up. I've only seen the first Harry Potter movie, and I kind of fell asleep during it.
Yeah, so, I mean, I had friends that would be like waiting for their letter from Hogwarts.
What?
We were all like 10 years old.
Did an owl bring it? Or just the postman?
It would be an owl, of course.
And they never got it because owls don't do that.
No, and like people were devastated when they turned 11 and they didn't get their letter from Hogwarts. Now, yeah, but it was kind of like the same way with my family, my parents.
Okay.
I mean, I grew up in a, you know, conservative Christian home and everything,
okay,
but my dad actually sat down and read the first Harry Potter book before he would let me read it.
Wow.
And he loved it. He was
That's so cool.
He was like, this is an awesome
book. See, I feel like my dad would have done the same thing. He would have been like, this is so cool. Don't tell your mother. I feel like that's what would have happened.
No, but my mom is cool with it too. She's okay. So
My mom.
She never read the books, but like, you know, she's cool with Harry Potter.
So during high school, you said you did show choir, and you did drama as well. What plays did you do in high school?
I only did two plays in high school. Junior and senior year, I was in West Side Story.
Okay.
And Into the Woods.
Now, did you only do it your junior and senior year because you got into it junior senior year, or you didn't want to try? Okay, so it's not because you were a little hermit crab and you didn't want to like go out and try stuff. You went out because you finally got interested in it.
Yeah, I had friends that were involved in it. And I mean, I was always like nervous to audition and everything. I still hate auditioning. I can't stand it. Ryan and I met in Little Women was the play we were both in.
We were both tiny women.
Yeah, no, we were not women in Little Women. We were both men in Little Women.
We were the men in Little Women.
Right. So if you're familiar with the play at all, I played John Brooke. Ryan played Laurie.
It was Theodore Lawrence.
Yeah, okay. But just
Laurie, as all the women as all the ladies called him.
Yeah.
But we met, that particular show was done at Talmadge. It was done at Dynamics Theater in Talmadge, and that's where we met for the first time. When I went on auditions for that show, my friend Molly made me audition. I knew nothing about the play. I knew nothing about the show. It ended up being one of my favorite ones I ever did, and I'm so glad I did it. But so we're there like for our first rehearsal, and we're talking to the director, and she goes, well, we didn't have enough people audition, so Kirsten, my co-director knows somebody from Hale Farm. That's where you work at during the summers and through the fall and stuff. And she goes, I convinced him to come in. And like at that second, you walked in the door.
It
was like in a movie, like music and doves and like all of it. It should have been happening, but you did. You walked in and I was like, this is the guy. This is the guy. And that's where we first met.
Okay, I never heard that story.
You never
that
knew that?
That makes me feel kind of good. But yeah, no, I was really relieved that I didn't have to audition for that show.
You just got it.
Yeah.
You just got the part.
I can't stand auditioning.
You're the only one who didn't have to audition.
Yeah. I mean, that makes me feel kind of okay.
Okay.
Yeah, like they were just so desperate to get guys that they just take anybody. You know?
Yeah, anybody.
That's really what it was.
I got this guy that works down at Harold Farm sometimes. Well, why don't you bring him in? We'll just have him put on this suit and say some lines. I'm sure that's what they said.
Well, it was interesting because I didn't swear off acting or anything, but I just didn't plan on acting again after college. Yeah. So it took me a while to text Kirsten back and say, okay, I'll do it. Yeah.
In high school, you did Into the Woods and Fiddler on the Roof?
No.
What was the other one?
Into the Woods and West Side Story.
Oh, okay. I knew it was another classic. Which one was your favorite? This is going to be a hard decision. Is this a hard decision?
No.
No?
No. I didn't get to sing it's in like West when
people,
Side Story.
Oh, it's like when people choose a baby. It's like, which one's your favorite? Or which child's your favorite? Don't make him do that. I can't do that. But in high school, Into the Woods was your favorite?
Yeah, I like that one better.
Because you got to sing.
I got to sing. It was a slightly bigger role. In West Side Story, I played an elderly shopkeeper, drugstore owner. That's right,
okay.
Doc. And then in Into the Woods, I played an elderly woodsman.
Okay.
So I was typecasted
as... You play older characters. Well, in Little Women, you were an older character, too.
Older than me. Yeah,
they had to put lines on your face to make you look older.
Yeah, so in high school, it was... Well, we were all high schoolers, so they didn't have elderly people, right? So they had to get students to play the elderly people.
Is it weird in high school when they do shows about that? If they do, Death of a Salesman, that's an intense story about the father and family and stuff. Does it look weird when the father and the son look exactly the same?
I saw it at a community theater in Georgia. What was it? Driving Miss Daisy.
Okay.
Was the play.
Okay.
And there's a mother. Miss Daisy is mother, and then she has a son. And the play takes place over decades. I don't know how long, but.
All right.
But they were all elderly people, very old people, the whole cast. And so the son looked the same age as Miss Daisy. It was so funny. It was weird. I took a girl on a date to that. That's what it was.
You took a girl on a date to go see a community group of elderly people do Driving Miss Daisy.
Not a community group, but it was a community theater.
You heartthrob. Wow. I mean, how did the date go after that?
It was kind of a not a disaster.
Was it a flop?
Did
she get in the back seat and demand you drive her around then afterwards after you saw Miss Daisy?
No, you know what? It was okay. I took her to a restaurant that I got reservations at, and the whole place was completely empty anyway.
I don't think I've ever made reservations before.
Yeah, well, I thought I was supposed to, but they weren't packed at all.
Homecoming and prom don't count.
And
I don't think I've ever made reservations for a date.
Okay.
But
I didn't go to prom or homecoming.
What?
Yeah, never
what?
Once. No.
You didn't do
Not
any
in high
of those
school.
Dances in high school?
No.
Just no interest?
Nah, yeah, I don't know.
Oh, those were the best. Dude, I'd get down and show my moves, and people would, my date would walk away at some point. Oh, it was great. I loved those dances.
Your date would walk away?
Well, because she'd look at me and be like, oh, I can't believe I said yes, and then she'd walk away.
Aww.
I'm just joking. That's not true. I went with my sister. I'm totally joking about that, too. My sister and I did go to one together. Not together. We were both at the same one. And it was actually my first, because we were freshmen and a senior. Mm-hmm. And it was my first dance. And, have you been to a high school dance?
I went to one dance in middle school.
Okay. So everybody gets, you get in there and everybody's bumping and grinding. And the day before my
What?
Mother, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
And a high school dance?
They were bumping and grinding. They were working it.
Yeah.
And the day before, my mother was like, I'm going to show you how to dance. And she showed me how to do the tango and how to do a waltz and how to do stuff like that. And I was like, oh, Mom, thanks. The ladies will love this. Then I get there, and I walk in. My sister's right there with she took her friend, Abby. I went in with my girlfriend at the time, and I just looked around. I looked at my girlfriend, and I went, is that what we're going to do? She goes, yeah. And she
was
took
she
me,
a freshman too?
Yeah, and she took me down, and we started dancing. And the entire time, I was like a meerkat sticking my head up above the crowd, looking for my sister. I was like, where is she? Is she oh, there she is. Stop. I can't. Okay. And then I'd pop my head back up and be like, okay, where'd she go? Because I was so worried that she was going to tell my mother. And I think it was fine. I don't think she even saw. But yeah, so you didn't go to prom or any of that. Wow. I kind of want to make you go to one now.
No.
Why?
No. I'm almost 24 years old.
I know, but how funny would
that
be?
Listen, my college has homecomings. I mean, it's not, they don't do a dance for homecoming. It's like a whole week, because that's, I guess, what colleges do for homecoming.
All right.
Like the alumni actually come back and hang out on campus. And I went to that once, but whatever.
Eh. You know? So in high school, you did those two shows. Did you do more in college?
Yeah, I was in...
first of all, what college did you go to? You went to one out of state. You went to Georgia.
Georgia. Toccoa Falls College in Georgia. It's a tiny, tiny Christian college.
What's the mascot?
Oh, they just changed it. They were the Eagles, and now they're the Screaming Eagles.
The Screaming Eagles?
Yeah, it's a huge difference.
Oh, they need to change that.
Why?
I think that's... I think that's an urban slang word for a sex move. I think they need to change that.
I don't doubt it.
Then you need to send in a letter and like.
But remember
the link.
They are like conservative Christians and all that's that might just go over their
heads. They need to go back to Eagles.
They might have to.
Oh my gosh. All right, so which ones did you do in college,
I don't remember. There was the first
show. How many
show,
did you do?
Okay. Three or four.
And you don't... What?
Okay, let me think. Much Ado About Nothing was the first show I was in.
Oh, okay.
And that's a Shakespeare.
Oh, I was going to say the one Joss Whedon wrote.
Yeah. No, right. No, he redid it. Yeah. Then the second one was... I think it was The Importance of Being Earnest, which is an Oscar Wilde play.
Okay.
And then... Arsenic and Old Lace. Which is so funny. I had small roles in all those shows, but I was fine with it.
So was John Brooke in Tiny Women? Was that your first big role? I mean, that was a pretty big role.
Yeah, that was probably the biggest role.
Eight or nine people in that whole cast. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty significant role.
That or my Much Ado About... No, John Brooke was definitely a bigger role than my role in Much Ado About Nothing. I was Baraccio. In like one of the henchmen.
Who was the actor in the Joss Whedon movie?
The blonde kid. He was kind of younger. I can't remember. I don't know his name.
I don't know. I didn't see the movie.
Really?
I just like Joss Whedon. Firefly. Brown coats for life. If you know what that means.
So you're a huge Marvel fan, right?
Comic book. Comic book fan.
Okay, DC, so DC.
I grew up. I'm a Batman fan for life. I've always been a Batman fan. He's my number one. I think he's the best. I could sit here and rant about him for hours. But I grew up watching X-Men and the animated Batman TV show in the 90s, which is the best. I will make my children watch that show because it's great. Those episodes are... They got the fun action in it, but they're also written for adults. Like, you can go back and watch them now and learn life lessons that, like, you didn't see before.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Kind of like what people are saying about My Little Pony is why, like, adult men are getting into My Little Pony.
A lot of cartoons are getting that, are doing that nowadays. They are. They really are. Like, there was a period between, I don't know, early 2000s to like a couple years ago where the cartoons were just stupid, where they were
SpongeBob.
Yeah. I mean, there was a couple good ones in there.
SpongeBob.
There was a couple good ones in there like Avatar, Last Airbender, and that's the only one I can think of. Yep. But there was a couple good ones in there. But nowadays, their cartoons, TV in general, is amazing nowadays.
Yeah, I'd say they say like
it's the golden age of TV.
Yeah, well, there's like different mediums in each generation that sort of try and push the envelope.
And you think now it's, and they yeah, think now it's TV.
I think it's TV. I think Ooh. TV is always on the edge now. You think about like shows like Breaking Bad, like that.
Say My Name.
You wouldn't have seen that on TV, you know, 20 years
no.
ago.
No. You wouldn't have.
No. And I mean, you got to
Walking Dead
credit like HBO and
AMC
for all that stuff because mm-hmm. I mean they're not widely broadcast television,
right?
You know, they're not as limited.
I can't stop thinking about that girl you went on a date with. I want to know more about this.
Okay, wait, how much time do we have?
I don't know. We got enough time. Stop. Okay, fine. We'll move on from that. I'm coming back to that. What was her name?
I don't want to say.
Give me like a name for her. Then I'm just gonna call her
Debbie.
Debbie.
That's not her name.
That's not her name. Right. At some point, I'm gonna bring Debbie back up, and I want you to tell me the whole story.
Okay.
All right. So after high school and after college, you moved back to Akron.
Yeah.
Moved back to Ohio.
Yeah, I tried to stay in Georgia, but I ended up moving back home.
Okay.
Just because it was hard finding a job.
So you said you got a minor or a bachelor. What is it called?
Okay, I have a major. I got my degree in youth ministries.
Okay.
I got a minor in journalism.
Okay, so when you moved back, what type of jobs did you go out for using those two degrees?
Pretty much anything, honestly. Well, I mostly moved. Well, my dad works at Hale Farm. Okay. So he helped me get a job there.
I love Hale Farm.
Yeah.
Has he worked there for years?
Not a whole lot. Maybe three, four years now.
I was thinking, how awesome would that have been if he worked there when I visited there like as in fourth grade or something like that. Okay, but he wasn't there.
No, he wasn't there.
So you came back. Did you start working at Hale Farm?
I started working at a rubber factory.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you knew that, didn't you?
I knew you worked at a factory. Yeah, I didn't know, like a rubber factory?
Yeah.
Hey, look at that.
It was
Rubber City, Rubber Factory.
Right, Rubber Ducks.
Oh, gosh.
Well, we could talk about... you're still not over that.
I don't know. I like it. I think it's cute. I don't think it screams fear us or like we're a baseball team or like come at us, bro.
But what's an arrow?
I don't know what that means. It's an alien. He's a giant cat or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah. So after high school, you came back. You started working at Hale Farm. Mm-hmm. Well, first you started working at the rubber factory. So how long have you been working at Hale Farm?
I guess.
And how does one work at Hale Farm?
Like a year and a half now.
What do you do there?
It's a 19th century living history museum. If you haven't been to it, you've been to it.
Yeah, I was like in fourth grade.
Yeah, it's a.
I'm gonna come and crash it one time when you're working.
Oh, yeah.
Totally am.
Come on, yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. next couple of weekends,
I'm gonna bring soap.
This.
And not like soap like to clean you guys. I'm gonna bring the podcast.
Okay. I was about to say you're gonna actually bring soap. No,
I'm going to ruin the whole ecosystem. They're going to be like, what's this? I'm going to bring like body wash and lotion and all that. And the 19th century living, they're going to be like, what is this?
It's made out of animal fat. No, they had soap back then, of course.
Yeah,
it's
made
out of animal fat.
You only wash like once a week.
Well, less than that.
Yeah, that's gross. Ugh.
Listen, I think if we all stopped bathing, we'd all just be okay. We'll be talking about that another time.
That's great.
Well, they say if you like don't wash your hair,
that's
like
a good idea.
Your the oils in your hair and everything just sort of balance out
and become natural again.
Yeah, it's
Ooh.
So I mean, it's not like people should never wash their hair again. I don't know.
All as a society decided to stop bathing in the month of like June or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh! Like by the end of it, first of all, the money, the ratio of like the people who make it to us not buying it. I don't know if like the business side of that would work, but as a society, we could all like start to come together and agree with each other on smells and be like, you know, usually like Mr. Carl down the road, he's, you know, up this upstairs in my apartment building, he smells. But at the end of June, you won't even notice.
Yeah. Well, I don't. Do you think it's because like people would stop smelling, or is it
you just get used to it?
Or you just get used to
it? I think you just get used to it. I think actually you'd be so engulfed in your own smell, and like you just be like, oh, I smell like burnt raviolis or something like that, that you wouldn't even smell anybody else.
I think you like actually stop sweating so much.
Really?
Yeah, like you wouldn't perspire as much.
Can we try this at one point?
No.
Our friends are going to hate us.
I don't want to do that. That could be a theme for like another podcast. You get like two guys in here that don't smell good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or girls, we don't discriminate.
Hey, you could do, you know, people might be more welcoming if it was girls. Guys, they would just be, oh, that's gross. But girls, they'd get passed on like their looks or something like that. What? I'm just joking.
All right.
So how long you've been working at Hale Farm now?
Yeah, about a year and a half. All right. And coming up this weekend and next weekend, we have our Maple Sugar Festival.
What do you do?
Saturday and Sunday.
You have to like bang on the trees or something, right?
It's called tapping a tree, but you don't
tree
literally.
Tree tapping?
You don't. Yeah. You stick a spile in a tree and
tap that tree back and forth.
Sorry. And the sap comes out of the tree, and then they make syrup out of the sap.
What happens if the tree doesn't give you sap? Do you start hitting it more?
No, it should give you sap.
It should,
unless it's dead.
Oh, that's sad.
Or emptied out. You have to like tap it in different parts.
What's the saying? You don't want to beat a dead horse. You want to beat a dead tree.
You don't want to tap a dead tree.
You don't want to tap a dead tree.
It's not going to yield any sap.
So how long is the Maple Festival going on for?
It's just this weekend and next weekend.
Okay.
Oh, today is Friday the 13th, by the way.
I know. What a...
Just so people know, get a
13th is my lucky number, but what a day to start our first podcast.
You have a lucky number?
13.
Why...
When I did play sports, unlike some people in the room. I did play sports in high school, actually before high school, peewee and all that. And I did baseball, soccer, football. I jumped around. And 13 was my first number, and
oh, okay.
I broke my arm.
So how is that your lucky number then?
Because
sounds like that's your unlucky number.
The next year, it was 12. It was something else. I didn't get 13.
Then 12 should be your lucky
number. And I didn't break my arm. But then I got 13 again, and I did break another bone. So it's like it's a lucky number, but it's an unlucky number at the same time.
It's my favorite number.
Okay. Maybe that's the better way to say it.
Okay.
It's my favorite number because I know something interesting always happens with the number 13. We could break a bone, a chainsaw wielding axe murderer could come busting through that door. When the number 13, Ben just looked at the door. When the number 13 is around, you know something's going to happen. That's my philosophy.
I don't know if I want to ride home with you again. Ryan drove us here and to the library, which I thought it would be awkward recording a podcast in the library, but
it's kind of nice.
I'm okay with it. I'm not bothered by it. So we've been talking about myself a lot.
Yeah.
This time, maybe next time we'll talk more about you. But okay. I'm thinking it is about time for us to sort of wrap up this episode. How are we doing,
Ben,
on time?
We got about 5 minutes left, something like that. These are the last questions I wanted to ask you, and this is why I set a timer.
Oh, okay.
I want to ask you, where do you think soap will go?
In the shower.
Oh, gosh. Where do you think this show will go? Name as many possibilities. Name what you think to be right, made up, or completely ridiculous, because this is important. We need to have a goal. So what's your goal for soap?
You said that wouldn't make a noise.
I'm sorry, I said it, and it wasn't supposed to.
You said it wouldn't make a noise.
Ben, I'm sorry,
it would just
flash
a lot.
Can we move past this?
Okay, so where do I think soap will go? I I like the idea of having like a network of podcasts.
Okay.
Which I don't know if we could do that with, you know, Akron. But there, you know, there are niches and things and going on around Akron. But yeah, like think about, you know, podcast networks like the Nerdist. Thinking of they have a whole bunch of podcasts under the Nerdist. I think we'll go to more than probably at least an hour an episode.
Okay.
We want to do interviews with people. We want to talk to local business people. And not so much just hear about the business, but to hear about them, you know, just talk about.
Right. We don't need to know what makes your company great. We want to know what makes you great. The citizens of Akron. It's a community podcast. We want to. I'm going to steal it now.
Go for it.
My turn. I'm going to tap in. Okay. So, let me start tapping again. Okay.
No, wait. It came back to me. Hold on.
Not back.
Okay.
So, to me, I want Soap to go exactly what you were saying. I want this to become the first in many different shows, whether we're involved in with them, whether we're helping out with them, whether it's just other people doing what they love. Podcasting is something everybody can do. Now, I don't think everybody could be good at it per se, but I don't think some people could be good at Olympic swimming. It's just some people are made for it. Michael Phelps is made for it.
Yeah.
I think once people start learning that you can go out and do it, you just need a microphone, you need someone to help you, whatever it takes, you can sit down with your friends or friend and or Ben, because you're not my friend, see? And talk about a subject. We're picking the subject of Akron. Now, Akron has many different things we can talk about, events, the people, stories, just what's going on in this city that I love. I love this city. I've lived here my entire life, and I people have asked me, would you ever want to move away? And I don't think I would. I'm too rooted in this place. I know too many people. I have friends. I have contacts. I have just people that I wouldn't want out of my life in this city. That's how I feel. Yeah, that's where I think this podcast can go. That's what I think. Hey, Ben, your phone just went off.
I'm so sorry.
I
just hung up on my brother-in-law.
That's okay.
But
yeah, that's where I think this podcast can go. Any closing thoughts, Ben?
That's awesome. I think you know, businesses like to promote their business and things like that. And you know, if they have a small business going on, then they want to promote that. But I think one of the best ways to promote a business and promote whatever it is you're doing is to just get to know you personally as a person. You know, I'd be more likely to, you know, head down and, you know, buy instruments from a local small business if I know the person working there, you know.
Woodsies in Kent. Name dropping.
It's something I want to do. And huge thank you to...
Yeah, you stole the words right out of my mouth,
I'm so sorry.
You're fine. In here in the room with us, we have Mr. Chris Miller of the Akron Digital Media Center. And we want to send out a huge shout out to him. He is the...
I guess our producer.
He is the producer of Soap, but he is the editor-in-chief of The Akronist. And it's a local website that it's a community website for blogs and news sources, and they do excellent articles on there. And I want to give a huge shout-out to him and the Akron Digital Media Center, as I said, and also the Akron Public Library, for which Ben's only been here twice, for letting us come down here and start something that I feel, I really do, I'm getting chills right now. Feel my skin.
I don't want to.
Okay, I'm getting huge chills right now because when you know something's good, you know it's good.
Mm-hmm.
When you go out on the date with Debbie and you know it's not going to be good, you know it's not good, right?
Okay. Yeah.
That's my philosophy.
Yeah, no, I'm feeling good about this too. You know, it's different than Debbie. You know, this is I mean,
I'm blonde. Debbie's probably what, brunette?
How did you know?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, yeah. So, thank you to the library. Thank you to Chris. I guess we're going to wrap it up now.
Yeah, we're going to wrap it up. Thank you guys so much for listening. And as always, have a great day.
Bye.